Billions of people around the world have Bibles. The Bible is the world's best-selling book, but the Bible is under attack. Secular forces and even some religious groups work to prevent public display and use of the Bible as well as the Ten Commandments. Even some religious leaders say the Bible is not divinely inspired by God. Will the Bible survive these attacks? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames asks, are we winning the battle for the Bible? And now, Richard Ames.
Greetings to all our friends around the world. The Bible is the world's best-selling book. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the world's best-selling and most widely distributed book is the Bible, with an estimated 2.5 billion copies sold since 1815. It has been translated into 2,233 languages and dialects. Most of us living in the Western world own a Bible. According to the Princeton Research Center, 93% of Americans own a Bible. By contrast, fewer than 5% of the French own a Bible. Of those Americans who own a Bible, 27% own four or more. It may surprise you that this includes most homes in which the adults are not practicing Christians, as well as the homes of hundreds of thousands of atheists. That's according to Barna Research poll in 1993. Many professing Christians recognize the Bible as God's revelation to mankind. The truth is, without that revelation, we humans are groping in the dark. So many of us read the Bible every day. In 2004, 44% of Americans reported reading the Bible at least once in the previous week. This is an increase from a low of 35% reported in 1995. Again, that's according to Barna Research. These are signs of encouragement. But here in the United States, courts have moved to undermine the foundational principles upon which our nation was founded. Courts now prevent the display of the Ten Commandments in public buildings. Courts have placed severe restrictions on Bible reading in schools. Last August, professing Christians protested another court decision. Houston's Channel 2 television news reported, quote, demonstrators gathered downtown Monday in protest of a judge's order to remove a Bible display outside the Harris County Civil Courthouse. U.S. District Judge Sim Lake issued the order last week, ruling the monument violates the separation of church and state. The judge also ordered the county to pay $41,000 in court costs and attorney's fees in the lawsuit that contended the display of the Bible on county property was unconstitutional, end of quote. My friends, when a nation bans the Bible from public property, it is rejecting the very source of its freedoms. Our Western world is increasingly rejecting the Bible as a source of moral foundation. In addition, the forces of secularism, humanism, and evolution often dismiss the Bible as religious myth or superstition. Will these forces influence our nations and way of life more than the Bible? On today's program, we'll discuss the battle for the Bible and its importance to you, your nation, and to the world. And we'll be offering you an inspiring free Bible study course that will open your eyes to truths, knowledge, and understanding that will amaze you. So be sure to write down the phone number and address to order your free Bible study course. First of all, how important is the Bible to your nation and its founding principles? The first president of the United States, George Washington, stated, quote, it is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. My friends, no great empire or nation will ever endure without strong spiritual character and integrity. The history of the world teaches us that profound lesson. Let's understand. The Bible can teach all humanity the way to godly living and righteous character. And as we'll see later, in the future, all nations on earth will learn to live by it. Is the Bible divinely inspired by God? If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16. Does the Bible claim that only some of its books and Scripture are divinely inspired? Or does it claim that every section of Scripture is inspired? 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The Greek word translated inspiration of God is theonoustos. The NIV states it this way: all Scripture is God-breathed. My friends, if the Bible is God-breathed, we have a responsibility to examine it and respond to it. We frequently helped you to do just that on this program. And our free Bible study course will help you to fulfill that responsibility as well. The Bible itself challenges us in 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Test all things, hold fast what is good. Or as the King James Version states it, prove all things. Not only have governmental and secular forces battled against the Bible, but some religious institutions have tried to undermine the authority and the inspiration of the Bible. Dr. Harold J. Okenga, former president of Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary, describes two contrasting views of the Bible. Quote, "The first view considers all of Scripture to be inspired and true, including the historical, geographical, and scientific teaching. The second view holds that only the Bible teaching on salvation history and doctrine is true." End of quote. We've already seen that the Bible itself claims that all Scripture is inspired by God. To teach that part of the Bible is not inspired by God rejects the Bible itself. In his 1976 book, The Battle for the Bible, Dr. Harold Lindzell emphasizes that point. He writes, quote, "Inspiration may be defined as the inward work of the Holy Spirit in the hearts and minds of chosen men who then wrote the Scriptures so that God got written what He wanted. The Bible in all of its parts constitutes the written Word of God to man. This Word is free from all error in its original autographs. It is wholly trustworthy in matters of history and doctrine." End of quote. Dr. Lindzell is exactly correct on that point. In previous telecasts, we presented several proofs of the Bible, and we presented evidence demonstrating its historical accuracy. Let's review one example. Some people, to appear intelligent and enlightened, just go along with spurious criticisms. Back in the 18th century, critics even questioned the existence of the Assyrian Empire and the existence of the ancient city-state of Nineveh mentioned in the Bible. This book, The Luck of Nineveh, is a fascinating account of the famous British archaeologist Austin Henry Layard. The author, Arnold C. Brackman, writes in his foreword, quote, "In 1817, when Austin Henry Layard was born, there was no tangible proof that Nineveh, the seat of the Assyrian Empire, which reputedly had endured longer than any empire before or since, ever existed. For that matter, there was no evidence that there ever was an Assyrian Empire." End of quote. The critics, of course, ridiculed the Bible, which referred to both Nineveh and the Assyrian Empire. Brackman continues here on page 12. Quote, "In the Old and New Testaments, Nineveh is mentioned 20 times, and in the Old Testament there are 132 references to Assyria. An increasing number of skeptics, however, their religious faith diluted by the spectacular scientific breakthrough accompanying the first stirring of the Industrial Revolution, sneered at tales about Nineveh and treated it as a legend that belonged to an age of fables. For them, there had never been a Nineveh any more than there had ever been a Troy." End of quote. The archaeologist Austin Henry Layard eventually discovered Nineveh and the artifacts in the British Museum in London, the Louvre in Paris, the Oriental Institute Museum in Chicago, and other locales give overwhelming evidence to the historical accuracy of this ancient empire described in your Bible. Archaeology has confirmed hundreds of other historical references in the Bible. Just to mention a few. The Israel Stela, a stone slab discovered in 1896 at Thebes in Egypt, is the oldest evidence of ancient Israel outside the Bible. The stone monument, which I have seen in the Cairo Museum, records the military triumph of Pharaoh Meremta of the 13th century B.C. It states, quote, "Israel is devastated, having no seed. Syria is widowed because of Egypt," end of quote. Now, we've just scratched the surface on this point, but you can research in Bible dictionaries, Bible handbooks, and journals such as Biblical Archaeology Review for further evidence. You need to prove to yourself whether the Bible is inspired or not. To help you in your study of the Bible, I'd like to offer you our free Inspiring Bible Study course. You can learn more about the Bible and its meaning for us today. My friends, the Bible is always relevant. The Bible reveals your potential future and the future of the world. The Bible is an up-to-date book. It's a timely book. In fact, the first lesson of tomorrow's World Bible Study course is entitled, "The Bible, a Book for Today." You need these lessons. Of course, we expect you to use your own Bible daily in conjunction with this course. You'll learn from your own Bible amazing truths that have been totally overlooked or even rejected by many religious teachers. Lesson 2 is, "Are we living in the last days?" Lesson 3 is, "Can you understand Bible prophecy?" You need this free Bible study course. So pick up the telephone right now and request tomorrow's World Bible Study course. There's no cost or obligation. Just telephone or write for your free Bible study course.
Don't miss this dynamic, powerful aid to your study and understanding of the Bible. Tomorrow's World Bible Study course, yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that secular, governmental, and religious forces are battling against the Bible and its place in our national life. We also saw that skeptics and critics biased against the Bible have been proven wrong. History and archaeology have validated the accuracy of the Bible in spite of those critics. But let me share with you one more example. A U.S. News and World Report magazine featured a cover article entitled, "Is the Bible True? Extraordinary Insights from Archaeology and History." A team of archaeologists were digging in the ancient ruins of the city of Dan in Upper Galilee. They discovered a basalt stone monument from the 9th century B.C. The stela, or monument, apparently commemorated, quote, "a military victory of the king of Damascus over two ancient enemies. One foe," the fragment identified, "as the king of Israel. The other was the house of David." Now, why should this be so significant? Note the next sentence. The reference to David was a historical bombshell. For those who have already proved themselves the accuracy and veracity of the Bible, this was not a bombshell, but just additional evidence to what they had already proved. Continuing with the article, quote, "Never before had the familiar name of Judah's ancient warrior king, a central figure of the Hebrew Bible, and according to Christian scripture, an ancestor of Jesus, been found in the records of antiquity outside the pages of the Bible," end of quote. Now listen to this, quote, "Skeptics had long seized upon that fact to argue that David was a mere legend invented by Hebrew scribes during or shortly after Israel's Babylonian exile, roughly 500 years before the birth of Christ. Now, at last, there was material evidence, an inscription written not by Hebrew scribes, but by an enemy of the Israelites, a little more than a century after David's presumptive lifetime," end of quote. My friends, the skeptics were proven wrong. Remember the warning of the Apostle Paul in Romans, the first chapter, regarding the proof of God's existence? Romans 1 and verse 20. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. I encourage you to examine the evidence, to read the Bible yourself. Read what the Apostle Peter wrote, affirming the source of Scripture. Turn in your Bible to 2 Peter, the first chapter. Peter and the disciples had seen the Messiah after his resurrection. Peter said that he and others were eyewitnesses of his majesty. That's in verse 16. Then Peter further affirms the inspiration of Scripture. He states in verse 19, "And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation or origin. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." Yes, the prophetic word has been confirmed time and again. I hope you were able to see our recent telecast titled, "Can You Trust Prophecy?" We gave several examples of fulfilled prophecy. One of the most classic examples is that of Daniel, the second chapter. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had a dream. God revealed the dream and its meaning to the prophet Daniel. Notice this in Daniel 2 and verse 27. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, "The secret which the king has demanded, the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, and the soothsayers cannot declare to the king. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the latter days. Your dream and the visions of your head upon your bed were these." Then Daniel proceeded to describe this great image in the king's dream. Daniel not only told the king what his dream was, but he also gave the interpretation. Daniel 2 and verse 31. "You, O king, were watching, and behold, a great image, this great image whose splendor was excellent, stood before you, and its form was awesome. This image's head was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay." Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar that God had made him a king of kings. Daniel told him, "You are this head of gold." Here, God was revealing the power and authority that he, the creator of the universe, was giving Nebuchadnezzar and his kingdom. Notice that the image also symbolized great empires to come. What were those empires that Bible prophecy predicted? The head of gold represented the Babylonian Empire from 625 to 539 BC. This empire was replaced by the Medo-Persian Empire from 558 to 330 BC, represented by the chest and arms of silver. The belly and thighs of bronze represented the Greco-Macedonian Empire of Alexander the Great from 333 to 31 BC. The two legs of iron represent the Roman Empire from 31 BC to 476 AD. And finally, the 10 toes on 2 feet of iron mixed with ceramic clay represent a future revival of the Roman Empire. Now notice that the final worldly kingdoms represented by Nebuchadnezzar's great image will all come to an end. The image represented 4 world ruling empires and their extension to the end of the world, or the end of the age. They will all be replaced by what is called the fifth kingdom, the coming kingdom of God. Daniel 2, verse 34. "You watched while a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay, and broke them in pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together, and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away, so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth." What is this stone? Daniel describes its meaning in chapter 2 and verse 44. Daniel 2, 44. "And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Yes, the kingdom of God will stand forever. That's the good news you can count on. That's the good news we strive to share with you here on Tomorrow's World. To help you learn more about the prophesied future, I'd like to offer you our inspiring Tomorrow's World Bible study course. You'll have the opportunity to study the prophecies, the purpose, and the teachings of the Bible in your own home and at your own convenience. The Gallup poll discovered that, quote, 65% of Americans agree that the Bible answers all or most of the basic questions of life. Yes, the Bible is relevant. It does answer the most basic questions of life. Lesson 6 of our Tomorrow's World Bible Study course is titled, Why Were You Born? The answer will astound you. The first lesson of Tomorrow's World Bible Study course is entitled, The Bible, A Book for Today. Lesson 2 is, Are We Living in the Last Days? Lesson 3 is, Can You Understand Bible Prophecy? You need this free Bible study course. There's no cost or obligation. So pick up the telephone right now and request Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. Just call or write for your free Bible study course.
Don't miss this dynamic, powerful aid to your study and understanding of the Bible. Tomorrow's World Bible Study course, yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
On today's program, we've seen that there truly is a battle for the Bible. Secular forces and religious forces are either trying to prevent public display of the Bible or trying to water down its authority and teachings. But you can prove the Bible. You can test its principles and prophecies. There is a Creator God who has given this great revelation to mankind. We have a responsibility to live by it. And in this book, the greatest prophet who ever lived, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, gave us inspired commandments to live by. Turn in your Bible to Luke 4. Jesus gave us this instruction in Luke 4 and verse 4. It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. The only scriptures extant at that time were the Hebrew scriptures. We call them the Old Testament. Jesus magnified these divine principles, commandments, and laws. He told his audience that if they followed his teachings, they would understand divine truth. Listen to this in John 8 and verse 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You probably have a Bible in your home. Take advantage of this awesome opportunity to study and read the Bible, the Word of God. Even today, in this 21st century, the Bible is not available in all countries. The United Press International Religion Correspondent gave this report concerning North Korea's repression. Quote, Several times every summer, North Korea's military display extraordinary frenzy. They are chasing balloons imprinted with the Gospel of Mark. Michael Weygandt, an executive of the Worldwide Voice of the Martyrs organization, told United Press International Monday. VOM sometimes sends as many as 50,000 of these orange vinyl bags filled with helium from China into this most rigid communist country, where Christians are routinely hanged, burned, or beaten to death, according to Weygandt. Thank God that you can have your own Bible. Thank God that you can have access to the great truths revealed by your Creator. Don't take for granted the freedoms you have. Don't take for granted the benefits you can have from the Bible. President Abraham Lincoln deeply respected the Bible. He said, quote, "I believe the Bible is the best gift God has ever given to man. All the good from the Savior of the world is communicated to us through this book." End of quote. Yes, the Bible reveals that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is the Savior of the world. That's stated in John 4:42 and 1 John 4:14. The Bible shows us the way to salvation through Christ, the way to eternal life. The Bible reveals the way to life beyond death. If you'd like to learn more about the Bible and the way to live the true Christian life, we invite you to talk to one of our ministers around the world. When you call for our free Bible study course, just tell the operator you would like to counsel with a minister. Just call the number on your screen. The Bible gives us many benefits. It tells us the way to live beyond death. It reveals the meaning and purpose of life. It teaches us how to love our neighbor and improve relationships. It gives us principles for true success and happiness. And it reveals the future and how to prepare for it. And the Bible explains why the world is in such conflict. Next week's program will also help you understand why. It's titled The Coming Spirit War. You need this vital information. And you need to read your Bible regularly. Turn to Revelation 21 and verse 3. Here, God reveals the glorious future. There is hope for you, your nation, and for the world. Revelation 21 and verse 3. The Apostle John writes, "And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." My friends, there is hope for the future. Be sure to request your free Bible study course and tune in every week to Tomorrow's World. Roderick Meredith, John O'Gwin, and I will continue to share with you the amazing truths of the Bible, the teachings of Jesus Christ, and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So join us again next week, right here, at the same time.
Don't miss this dynamic, powerful aid to your study and understanding of the Bible. Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course, yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. All the literature offered on today's program can be ordered absolutely free off our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.